Hello and welcome to the After Party Podcast, because we are between takes in, between the takes in the lobby, mucking around. Tonight is a night of technical, where I've been working with some new cast members, those who wish to audition to be part of the show, GMs and players alike, circling around the room, and I thought maybe you'd like to meet some of them, old friends and family. But despite how well I know them, despite how well they might have it in with Dicewise Entertainment, Rollmongers, or be chummy with some of the other cast members, they must audition, prove their worth, and show you how wonderfully entertaining they can be. Starting ladies first, we have Jeff's Desktop. Nope, that is not your name, though it says so right there on the picture. We have my own lovely wife, executive producer to Dicewise Entertainment, Cheryl Ball.
Hello, how are you?
I'm sure everyone's fine.
Good.
Next we have an old friend who's been popping up in Star Wars. You saw him chop up a Jedi as the trilogy of Gamorrean brothers. You've seen him be a bit of a glitchy cyborg pilot that they brought out of hypersleep and found in a secret panel. And they just gave you a job out of the spot. Mr. Joe Gibson is in the house tonight.
Hello, hello.
And last but not least, I am proud to present our future soon, because August is right around the corner.
Oh, there it is.
Our brand new second edition Pathfinder GM, Mr. Rob Hammond.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Rob was someone who actually learned Pathfinder first edition a couple years back beside me when my wife brought home. Yeah. When my wife brought home several coworkers and we were digging into it, comparing it to 3.5.
That's so right. Tonight, he was my friend first.
And your old boss, actually. Friend of my brother's, yeah. Here we're saying, you have to audition, you have to jump through hoops, and we're like, everybody knows everybody. Like,
I've got like three golden rings, you know, but I'm still going to audition.
Yeah. Auditioning is for several reasons. First of all, you got to have chemistry. Chemistry is key in a podcast, and now our cast is numbering practically 12. We mix it up and see who works well with who. Different play styles, different approaches to the characters and rule sets, what they like, what they don't want to like to play. Second is I'd say about half or less of our cast was impressed with second edition, but that won't stop us. Second edition is coming. It's where it's at. Does not mean we have to give up Star Wars. Does not mean we have to give up first edition. Those are great editions, but we will charge headlong. Mr. Bowman, I'm talking to you. Here we come. Second edition from Paizo. We want to promote it. We would help. Well, we'd hope you'd sponsor us. No? Okay. Just thought I'd throw that in there, yeah.
Show a little leg. It's,
help us show a little leg. No. We play for love, not for money. If anything, we've been putting money into this money pit of a podcast, of a network, but we're having such a good time. Dicewise Entertainment is the production company behind Rollmongers Actual Play Podcast Network. Second edition could fall under that banner, or it might be independent as a sort of on its own podcast in the Dicewise Entertainment world. We shall see. So many things coming. We have Phil digging up Pure Steam, where he's going to try and convert one of the first edition with us to play with several of us. We have Mummy's Mask has hit episode 4 and is chugging along with its own little smattering of Iron God sci-fi in it. We are in season 1, officially, after a very long prologue of War for the Crown, our actual play podcast with an entire Cavalier party and One Fly Samurai. And we are in season 2 of our Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign. Now, why would we play it what they call a dead system? Why is everyone playing FFG and not us? Well, with all the movie hype, and remember Rogue One teaching us how cool that Star Wars was, we found an adventure, the Dawn of Defiance campaign, that was written, this happens 3 months after Order 66, and practically bursts the rebellion, and we're having a ball playing it, and we have everybody cameoing in it. We have other podcasters who I've interviewed on our Attack of Opportunity podcast, where we talk to content creators, rivals and friends of the podcast alike. And they're going to be doing cameos. You're going to see lots of people popping up in our shows from other podcasts with giving credit where credit is due. But why am I taping this now? Well, I thought you guys would like a quick sort of overview look at some of the faces behind. It might save us a lot of time in Attack of Opportunity, where we used to do our own cast. So how about we quickly go around the table really, really quickly. And I would like to ask each one of you, how did you first know you were geek, a nerd, one of us? Cheryl, ladies first.
I played D&D before I met you once. I had the worst DM ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was your first. Hey?
And then I swooped in and saved her.
He was a big jerk. Anyway, after that, I just continuously watched fantasy movies. I read some fantasy books, and that's how I got my geek on that way.
Oh, what fantasy books did you read before you met me?
I read Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I read, it's been a long time since I even touched those ones. I can't even remember the names of them.
You read a whole bunch of pornography, The Dragons of Pern, as they used to call
it. Yeah, I read that when I was dating you, though.
Oh. So. It was a while ago. And then we fast forward to dating me, and I'm going, this is a requirement. You know, you want to be in my life.
You're the one that introduced me to Dragonlance.
Yes. And we were playing second edition with a bunch of friends back then. That's how long ago that was.
And the Forgotten Realms novels, Dritz Duwarden, all those.
Yeah.
All the Icewind Dale stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also like geeky television.
I do like geeky television. All kinds of geeky television.
All kinds of geeky television. How about you, Mr. Gibson? How did you first know?
I first knew after playing way back in the day. This is way before computers. Back when...
We used to play in the dirt. That was our role play.
Not playing in the dirt, but to get my geek on, it was actually the introduction to video games. Back in the day with Coleco, and then the Atari 2600, if anybody remembers that, the original.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the rebooted one, but the actual original.
Yeah.
It got me into that part of my geekiness of sci-fi and role-playing. That's when it started, way back when I was a wee little lad.
It's been a geeky little Joe. He's a nerd. Proud of it.
Yep.
At Mr. Hammond, same question.
I've always been a reader. I've been reading since... they don't remember when I learned how to read. So I've always had a book in my hand. And of course, I grew up in the 80s. What else are you going to read besides all that outro of fantasy that was released then, Tolkien and everything else? And that was it for me. That's when I knew I was a geek right there. I read the Lord of the Rings. I was like, man, if you can get that involved, like I learned I can write Elvish. I can print in the runes and so on and so forth. That's how I knew I was a geek. And I never looked back.
What was the first or a smattering of systems you used to play?
It was the original Red Box D&D.
Yeah.
We stumbled across a copy in a used bookstore, took it to my friends, showed it to them, and that was that. Like, it literally, there was three of us back then. And we started gaming, that was 84. And we just kept gaming. And all there was back then was D&D, which I love. You know, I love it. I've wandered to some other systems. Like, I've tried almost every game under the sun now.
Well, before I drop the P word on you and talk about your expansive knowledge of Palladium, what about you, Joe? I think I missed this question. What was your first D20 experience?
Oh, my first D20 experience would have been Rifts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is actually a Palladium game.
Which is a good start because there's a lot of bad ones out there.
Yeah. But yeah, it was Rifts and then followed by... the good old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which led to Roadhogs, Mutants After the Bomb. There's about six additions to that.
So yeah, where did Gamma World come along? Shout out to superfan Alan Cooper, who's been writing and sending in synopsis that we missed for our early episodes. Talk about devoted fanship. Put him to work. But he talks about playing Gamma World, and I know of it. I just never got a chance to play it.
I think it was a Steve Jackson game. I don't remember because, like I said, there was like that was the time when all the games came out. Yeah. Blood Bowl had come out then. The original Recon got released. Lord of the Rings was a re-release. The Middle Earth guys got back in the game. Iron Crown got back in the game all around that time.
Oh, okay.
That's why there was so many choices out there. And then for about 10 years, it started to go like Palladium released their stuff, which stole the thunder from a lot of people because it was such a really good idea. Other than that, there was, fifth edition or Pathfinder when it came back to game.
Well, we've just had a quick little in between the scenes here. This is why I'm chalking this up as after party and not attack of opportunity. But I'll tell you this, Rob, for your first big campaign. Now we'll do an edition. We'll dig into some second edition and first edition material to get the chemistry going. But when we launch a second edition podcast with you at the helm as GM, can you tell us what you're going to run?
I think it's a decision we would have to make because we haven't really talked about what we're going to run.
Oh, we talked about everything. I
wonder how much you want to release. You're talking about doing one of the remakes of Jade Regent.
Yeah, Jade Regent would be good. I've got my eye on the Golden Road, you know, and there's...
Yes, the Golden Road. That's
the Golden Road's really good, but you know what? I know how much you like Cheliax, and with Cheryl auditioning and Joe auditioning and Cinchin for the evil Hell's Vengeance campaign, even you were going to audition for that, and you might GM first edition Hell's Vengeance. I might GM it. That's still on the wall and coming soon. But second edition, we're shifting to that because it's coming out now, and we had slated Hell's Vengeance for October, and we might get to it a little bit sooner. So I would have to say we'd take a very serious look at Age of Ashes. Sure, it's the first one and everyone might jump on it, but if we're in there from the starting gate, and I know how much you like your Cheliax, I think we got a chance of putting a solid, you know, a solid show together for the good people of the internet. But I suppose we shall see. So you didn't hear it here first. This isn't official. We're just talking about it because it's the After Party podcast. It's not safe for work. We could talk about anything. I mean, let's talk about Joe's drapes. The one guy without a green screen.
Well, he just laying it to you tonight.
There's some lovely drapes, you know.
Yeah.
Fine, thank you.
We need to get back to work. So I'm going to shut this off and say, bid you all adieu. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you guys for drumming up the courage to join the Rollmongers podcast network. Or like I said, maybe Dicewise will just keep you guys separate where you're safe from Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, Ashley Florence, Ashley Pasquello. Phil, and there's more, the list goes on and on. So good night, everybody. Say good night, Joe.
Good night.
Say good night, Rob.
Good night, everyone.
Say good night, my love.
Good night, everyone.